মা যশোমতী, তিনি নিশ্চুপ, মুখে কোনো শব্দ নেই, কেবল রোদনই করে চলেছেন।
মা যশোমতী, শি কুডেন্ট আটার আ ওয়ার্ড, শি ওয়াজ জাস্ট ক্রাইং অ্যান্ড ক্রাইং।
এইভাবে নন্দ মহারাজ এক এক করে প্রশ্ন করে চলেছেন। আহা, সেই ধেনুগণকে সে নিজের প্রাণের মতো।
ইন দিস ওয়ে নন্দ মহারাজ ওয়াজ আস্কিং কোয়েশ্চেন বাই কোয়েশ্চেন।
সে কি ভুলে গিয়েছে আমাদের এই ব্রজের কথা?
Did he forget us? Did he forget everything about Vraj? It's not just us Vrajavasis, but all the animals, birds, they all keep crying. They're searching for Krishna. Hey Uddhav, did he remember us at least once? Did he forget everything about Vrindavan? And further and further such questions he asked. If he would be able to have his darshan at least once, we will immediately forget all the pain that we experienced by now. Hey Uddhav, are we not able to see him at least once? Gargamuni said, Hey Uddhav, he told, this small child, your son, he is like Narayan. He has qualities as Narayan himself. We have received the son that is like Narayan, but now we are in separation from that very same son. Not only me, not only us, two of us, but all Vrajavasis, all the gopis, and all the animals, birds, all the creepers, all the plants and trees in Vraj as well. Everyone is searching for him from forest to forest. Where is our Kanai? Did he even once think of us in this regard? Did he remember us even once? If we won't be able to have his darshan, shall we remain alive at all? And speaking in this way, also Nanda Baba started crying. He is more dear to us than our own soul. He
is
Nanda Baba told, when I was in Mathura, I was thinking those Mathura Vasis, they are such a dharmic people, and I'm leaving my two boys with them, and with all the friends we came back. Nanda Maharaj was speaking like this, and he kept crying. And Uddhavji was thinking, Krishna has sent me to Vrajavasis to give them knowledge, but that's impossible. I can see that 24 hours a day They are only remembering the Supreme Brahman Shri Krishna. They consider the Supreme Brahman as their own. How can I give them any knowledge? How that would be possible? So Nanda Maharaj again in this deep mood he was speaking, this small child speaking about Krishna, he said he has saved us so many times. He has saved us from so many Rakshasas, so many demons. He had only few months when he had killed Shakatasura, then further on Trinavarta, Bakasura. Bakasura came from Vridavan, then further on Vatsasur. Then further on, all these demons Denukasur, etc. Then he has fallen the fire. He had destroyed all the fire that came in the forest. Further on, Pralambasur, and he has filled the desire of all the gopis. He did vras with them. The gopis desire, we would like to dance and sing with our kanai. And he has fulfilled their desire. He was holding whole Giriraj. Kilometers long path round Giriraj, and such a huge Giriraj he was holding himself. And in which kind of situation we arrived that nowadays we are not able to see him even once. He won't allow us to see him even once. So Uddhavji, hearing Nanda Maharaj, how now he speaks with such a knowledge, he speaks about this Aishwarya of Krishna. He's saying, O Nanda Baba, O Nanda Maharaj, in whole this Vraja, you are the greatest because you are considering the Supreme Brahman to be your own child. You are considering and you have received this Supreme Brahman as your own child. But, O Baba, O Nanda Maharaj, nobody is able to hold this Parabrahman, Supreme Brahman, in their heart. And in this way that you are able to do so, all glories to you, all glories to you.
Aha.
This form of Supreme Brahman has come to Vraj and he was performing his leelas here and he gave bliss to everyone. Lord Brahma himself, he has told, all glories to Vrajavasis, to Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maya, and all the gopis. They have developed relationship with this Supreme Brahman and they are keeping him in their hearts in this way. No one is able to hold the Lord in their hearts. They are not able to remember him in this way. And now Uddhavji says, and I am now getting your association of you who are able to do so, to hold the Supreme Brahman in your heart constantly. All glories to you. You have gained his association. He gave you this chance. He fulfilled your desire to be with him. There is no end to your glory. Uddhavji spoke like this. He said, oh Baba, this Supreme Brahman, he is no one's child. He doesn't have relationship with any human being. But you are calling him, you are considering him as your own child. This shloka is saying that he doesn't have mother, he doesn't have father. Nobody is his mother or father. He doesn't have mother or father. The Supreme Brahman doesn't have any wife, doesn't have any child. He doesn't have relationship with anyone. He doesn't have any friend. He is not born. He is Brahman that doesn't have any qualities. And what further this shloka says? No one is dear to him. Nobody is such that is at the same time not dear to him. Nobody is supreme in front of him. Nobody is low in front of him. Everyone is the same. Why? It is because that as many souls they are in these endless universes, they are all his part and parcel. When he desires, they are appearing.
Parabrahma, apnar putro ki rupe hoy?
So how can this Supreme Brahman be your child? This is why it's so glorious that you actually gained this opportunity, that this Supreme Brahman has become your son. He doesn't have any birth or any kind of activities. He is the Supreme Personality. He is one. Nobody can bound him. And Nanda Maharaj told, "Hey Uddhav, I've heard that you're disciple of Devata's Guru Brihaspati, and that you are knowledgeable as your Gurudev. But you're speaking like a fool. How is this possible? Hey Uddhav, I am desiring my own son. I am desiring to see my own son Kanai. If we won't be able to see him, we will all die. In separation from him, we will certainly die. As soon as we will gain our Kanai, get his darshan again, we will get pacified. You just told me that this Supreme Brahman can't be reached by anyone, can't be bounded by anyone. Let me tell you something. If someone is thirsty, what would you do? Shall you give him water, or you will just speak about qualities of the water, that water is in whole universe, on higher planets or lower planets, that water is in all varieties of water bodies, as oceans, rivers, lakes. But if the thirsty person just hears about qualities of the water, he won't quench his thirst. You need to give water to that person, and then this person will quench his thirst and become blissful. If you just give him some definition of the water, that won't help that person at all. Such a thirsty person won't benefit from it at all. He would be more and more thirsty. Now Uddhavji Maharaj, he thought, I am such a knowledgeable person, but in front of these Vrajavasis, my knowledge is nothing. Meaningless. They are having the greatest knowledge. They are more knowledgeable than jnanis, than any jnani. Nanda Baba told, what are you saying? That no one can reach him, no one can speak about him, no one can bound him, no one can bind him. That what you are calling the Supreme Brahman, we are considering as our own person, our member of our own family. How many times he would carry our shoes on his head? And you are saying he doesn't have any birth? But Yashoda Maya, she was carrying him in her belly for 8 months. Lord Krishna was born after 8 months. And the mind of Yashomati, of Yashoda Maya, is very simple. When my Kanai was in my belly, he was there for 8 months, then he came out. In this way, they considered him their own son. They didn't consider him to be anything else. And Nanda Baba told, Anudavji, you are saying that we can't gain him, can't reach him, can't bind him? Now is Damodar month. Dam Udar. Dam is the waist and Udar to bind. So at this time, during this month, Maya Shoda has binded this Govinda. She has binded him during this month. So this is why this month is called Damodar. During this Kartik month, because he was so naughty and he destroyed so many pots, she has caught him and she has binded him. Udavji Maharaj was thinking, that's true. These Vrajavasis, Yashoda Maya, Nanda Baba, I certainly don't have any strength, any power to give any knowledge to these Vrajavasis. And Prabhu, Shri Krishna has sent me to give knowledge to them. Udavji was thinking, why did Krishna bestow such a mercy upon me to send me to these Vrajavasis? It's only because of that I actually would be able to learn from them. As mentioned in this previous shloka, the Lord does several things with one activity. She performs several results with one very activity. Nanda Baba told him, you are telling Udavji that no one is able to hold him in their heart, nobody is able to reach him, nobody is able to bind him. But just a few days back, Mother Yashoda has caught him and she has binded him. All of this that you are speaking about, the Supreme Brahman, we can't see that in our Kanai. And Udavji was again and again thinking, what kind of knowledge can I give to these Vrajavasis? Actually, I was sent by Krishna to Vraj to learn from them. Why? Because these Vrajavasis,
এবং তিনি মনে মনে প্রভুকে ধন্যবাদ জ্ঞাপন করছেন আর বলছেন হে ভগবান
They have this supreme knowledge. They are remembering the Lord.
এই ব্রজবাসীদের তোমার প্রতি যেমন প্রেম ভক্তি যেমন তাদের আকর্ষণ এবং দিন রাত 24
Udavji was considering, Oh Lord, these Vrajavasis, they are remembering you 24 hours a day.
এটাই তুমি দেখানোর জন্য অর্থাৎ তাদের থেকে শিক্ষা করার জন্য তুমি আমায় এখানে
You actually wanted me to realize, to witness their purest bhakti. Hey Govinda, I am offering obeisances to you again and again. You send me to Vraj so that I can learn about the Prem Bhakti, the supreme purest bhakti of Vrajavasis.
বাবা নন্দর সঙ্গে এবং মাতা যশোমতির সঙ্গে কিন্তু তাদের যে হাব ভাব হে ভগবান
নাও আই হ্যাভ মেট নন্দা বাবা এন্ড যশোমতি মায়া
না তো কোথাও দৃষ্ট হয় এ তো কেবল এই ব্রজে
বাট দ্য প্রেম দ্য পিউরেস্ট লাভ দ্যাট দে হ্যাভ টু ইউ That they have towards you can't be seen anywhere in any creation. It can't be read about it in any shastra, in any scripture. Mata Yashomati, she couldn't utter a word. Our Acharyas are saying that Nandarani or Ma Yashomati They described that her eyes were closed because she was thinking, if I open my eyes, I want to see my kanai, I want to see my balai. She didn't want to see anyone or anything else. Since Krishna and Balaram have gone to Mathura, she didn't cook. Since that time. She didn't enter even her kitchen since that time. She didn't light the fire since that day. And also she didn't consider to take any food at all. Vrajavasis loved them. They loved Yashoda Maya, they loved Nanda Baba. They loved them so much. And they would bring prasadam, the foodstuffs for them. They would feed them. Nanda Baba was in the same situation. There is no my kanai, my balai, they have gone. Mother Yashoda was thinking, for whom shall I churn butter? For whom shall I make sweets? Since the day that they have left, Yashomati Maya, she didn't enter her kitchen anymore. Seeing them, seeing Yashomati Maya and Nanda Baba in such a state, of whose else bhakti can we speak at all? Throughout the day, from morning till evening, Mother Yashoda would search for Krishna. Hey Kanai, where are you? She would go from forest to forest to search for him. She is the queen of Raja, Mother Yashoda. And although she is considered a queen, she is a queen of Vraj. She would go from house to house of Vrajavasis. And she would ask, are you keeping my kanai hidden somewhere because he has stolen your butter? Please free him. Let him come back home. I will give you all the butter you wish. Just please, let him come back home. And in this way, like a mad person, she would go from house to house, from forest to forest, and search for Krishna. Hey, Kanai, where are you? Hey, Kanai, where are you? Her love, the love of Mother Yashoda, puts everyone else's love to shame. There is no description in Shastra about such love. This is the glory of Prem of Vrajavas. Vrajavas is of the Vraja Prem, of the purest love of Vraja for Krishna. This is why Lord Brahma was explaining. Leave aside description of such a love. It's not possible to find it in any universe. It's not possible for anyone to remember Krishna in such a way. There is no place when such a purest love, such a prem for Krishna can be found. So no one is able to describe such a love of Vrajavasis for Krishna. But if someone tries to describe it, or someone listens about it, someone reads about it, then the all best fortune, the all auspiciousness will come upon such persons. And those who are staying in Vrajadham, they are the most fortunate. Why? Because while staying there in Vraja, they are doing bhajan of Krishna. They are doing parikrama. As for example, now so many bhaktas are doing 84 crores parikrama or Vraj. They are having darshans of Vrajadham. And not just the devotees, but all the living entities, from insects to plants to trees. Everyone is most fortunate to be here in Vraj, because this is Chintamani Bhumi. Shastra is describing, this is Chintamani. Whatever someone thinks of while simply sitting here in Vrajadham, all of that will be fulfilled. Nobody is here in Vraj staying without any food. Prasadam is available for everyone. Radharani personally takes care that here in my Vraj, nobody will be without food. The mercy of Krishna is being showered upon those who are staying in Vraj. So Uddhavji was considering, and Sri Brahmaji has described that that nowhere else such a kind of love is being seen, nowhere in any Shastra the description of it is not found. So in this way, Yashomati Maya, she was going from forest to forest, from house to house of Vrajavasis and searching for Krishna. Vraja Bhakti, it means solely for the pleasure of Krishna. So we are hearing about this love of Rajavasis, Yashomati Maya, Nanda Baba, of Raja Gopis. This ocean of prem, of purest love of Krishna is with them. These great munis and rishis, Vaishnavas, what are they doing? They are taking shelter of this Vraja Bhakti, of this Ragatmika Bhakti. Then it's possible to gain some remembrance of Krishna by following in the footsteps of these gopis of Vraj, in the footsteps of Vrajavasis. Mahadev, Lord Mahadev, Sri Shiv himself, he was following in the footsteps of the Vrajagopis, and then only he was able to end the Maharas. There is no other way to gain Sri Krishna but through following in the footsteps of these Vrajavasis, of these Ragatmika Bhaktas. It won't be possible to serve Govinda any other way. So Uddhavji Maharaj was thinking, which kind of knowledge can I give to them? In this way, speaking to Nanda Baba, all the night had passed. But Mother Yashoda, he didn't say anything. She was just crying and crying. And while she was hearing this katha about her kanai, about of her child, the milk was flowing from her breasts. So much love she has for him, for Krishna.
Uddhavji Maharaj, tini bollen, he mannobar.
So further on, Uddhavji Maharaj, he told, O great Nanda Baba,
sejonno ami khoma prarthi.
I am begging your forgiveness that I came here to give you some example, to teach you something, that I tried to do so. O Father, O Nanda Baba, please forgive me. Please bestow your mercy upon me. And in this way, little by little, the morning has come. So the time for Uddhavji Maharaj to take his bath, it has come, so he offered obeisances to Nanda Baba, to Yashoda Maya. He has touched their lotus feet and he asked their permission that he can go to Mother Yamuna, take bath, and do other morning activities, and he said, then I will come back to you. Also, all the Vraja Gopis have seen the morning has come.
কিছু গোপী তারা তো নিজেদের সব কিছু ছেড়ে বনে বনে গিয়ে হে কৃষ্ণ হে কৃষ্ণ হে কৃষ্ণ হে কৃষ্ণ দেখা দাও।
Some gopis were dressing themselves. Some gopis has left everything. They left their homes. They went to the forest searching to Krishna. Why? Because they knew the Lord of our hearts, our Kanai, he has never lied to us. He has never lied to us. He has promised that he will come, and certainly he will come back. So some gopis were getting themselves ready, nicely dressing and decorating themselves. They were wearing all the most valuable garlands, necklaces. Why? Because they considered the Lord of our lives, our Kanai, has promised, I will come back. He has never lied to us. Certainly he will come back, and we should be ready for him. And because of that, they were dressing and decorating themselves nicely. But other gopis, what did they do? They didn't care for any dressing, any decorating. They were in great distress. They were considering the Lord of our lives, our Kanai, he has left us. They left these gopis, they left their families, they went to the forest, and they were wandering through forests, from forest to forest, searching for Krishna. So we are going to continue hearing about these topics tomorrow morning again, at the scheduled times. Exactly at 5 o'clock. And now we are ending our katha here.